I'm interested in the footwear and what kind of shoes,
Well,
how that developed, the clogging shoe.
okay. A lot of times, it started out just like a lot most dancing, you'd just have a normal shoe. It was people wanted to move their feet. And then to give it a really distinct sound, some of them started wearing tap shoes or shoes that had a harder sole that really made a nice louder sound. But then when it was evolving and kind of assimilating other dances, there's a Native American dance that where they wear bells on their feet, and it gives a nice jingle to it. And clogging kind of assimilated that. And now the traditional clogging shoes, instead of just having one tap on the bottom, or a tap on the toe and a tap on the heel, they have four taps, and these two extra taps are kind of loosely riveted, and so they jingle as well. And so you can shake them, and they'll make a nice sound when you walk. They kind of sound like spurs on your feet. You're in a Western. But when you dance, it's a much louder, much more rich sound.
Yeah, so it gives like another dimension to the
Right.
boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom, and you
Oh,
got this
yes, like a
kind of.
train coming down the tracks.